Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Paul Dottino, along with David Deal. Glad you could join us. And Giants' new head coach, Ben McAdoo, has already been here for 2 years as the offensive coordinator. So there's quite a bit of evidence as to what he likes to do, David. It's certainly been exciting.
It has been exciting, and that's the great thing about Coach Ben McAdoo taking over as the head coach is the continuity now on the offensive side of the ball, especially with the way that Eli Manning has been playing. But Paul, this is what I love to do. I love breaking down film and looking at these things. So we're going to pull up a first play here. This is 11 personnel. One back, one tight end, three wide receivers. This is a majority of what Coach McAdoo runs in an offensive system. They motion Shane Vereen out of the backfield. What did you notice? The linebackers have to stem and move over to the strength of the offense, the tight end. Now Shane Vereen outside. It opens the window of the routes at the top of the screen for the wide receivers in the trips formation. Here it is. Eli sees it. Linebackers adjust. The out, the double ins. Look at the tight window and how far the will linebacker has to try to come over to contest this throw by Eli Manning. Gets Odell Beckham Jr. on the post, and from there, Odell does all the rest of the work.
The key, of course, hitting Odell in stride and on the run so he can make yards after the catch.
Most certainly, but also, once again, the formation of how they were able to tweak it. The moving of Shane Vereen going to the empty backfield, getting the linebackers and the defense to stem over to the strength. It creates those one-on-ones for the wide receivers on the other side.
That's good stuff, David. But, of course, there are a lot of ways to get the ball in Odell's hands. You have another play to show us.
We most certainly do. Once again, we are in zebra personnel, which is 11 personnel, Paul. Instead of the trips look at the top of the screen, you see the double and the single. But the good thing that it does, once again, it creates the space down in the red zone that you need to create to get the open seams. Another thing that this offense loves to do, the little rub routes at the top of the screen. You're going to see Dwayne Harris, Odell Beckham Jr. at the top, Eli Manning. Here he goes, sees the adjustment. You see the little rub route, perfectly timed play, precisely run. But what was the other thing that Dwayne Harris did that was great? He didn't disrupt the defensive back to get the offensive pass interference. He took his time. Odell Beckham Jr. was patient. He let it clear and was able to get right underneath it for the touchdown.
Got to be careful on that one.
You most certainly do, especially with all the attention paid now on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball between the wide receivers and the corners.
Okay, David, so now we're going to go back to one of Eli's favorite things, the play-action pass.
And this is great because what it allows Eli Manning to do is move the launch point, move the pocket, and do whatever he can to get the linebackers to bite up on the play fake. But in order for that to happen, you still have to be successful running the ball. Once again, what are we out of? 11 personnel, zebra personnel, one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers. You see the bunch group of the two wide receivers and the tight end and the single receiver at the top of the screen. Now what they're going to do with this play action is they're going to submarine the tight end. What that means is the tight end is going to sneak opposite the two wide receivers behind the offensive line in order to create that space, which is tough for any linebacker to cover all the way across the field to get to that spot. And Will Tye does a perfect job of hitting that opening with the play action. Here we go. Has the play fake. You see the submarine. Will Tye crossing the formation. Linebackers get eaten up. They can't get back across to cover. It opens up that seam and it continues to move the chains to be positive on first and second down.
Okay, now, David, late in the season, the Giants really got their running game going, and I know you have one of those plays here.
I most certainly do. This is the third quarter of the last game of the season against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, in order to know what happened the play before this, Will Tye had a completion for 13 yards to get the first down, and it was out of the same personnel. Once again, zebra personnel. But what they do is they set this up perfectly because, number one, you are going to see a Mike Will cross dog. You see the Mike moving up right now to the line of scrimmage. The Will linebacker on the opposite side. Basically, the Mike hits it first. The Will linebacker hits it opposite. What they're trying to do here is they're trying to create pressure on Eli Manning because of the completion before. So what do? They set it up with a draw this play. So once again, Eli reads it. Offensive line picks up. One, Mike linebacker. Hits it. Two, here comes the Will. They punch and pass it off. And what does it do? It allows that patience for Jennings to get the ball, and from that point on, it's from him. They get him to the second level. He runs right through an arm tackle for another big gain and a first down to keep this drive alive. So, once again, they're doing a great job of managing the play action, getting their shots out of three wide trips looks, but also making sure that they utilize defenses playing coverage and playing leverage and running a draw play at the perfect time.
So that's a look at some of the plays that Coach Ben McAdoo ran as an offensive coordinator with the Giants. Now he's their new head coach. David, I certainly think we're going to expect to see more of the same.
I actually hope to see more of the same, but at better production due to what I think that they're going to do this offseason through the draft and through free agency.
Thanks, David. Been great stuff.
It's always great doing this stuff with you, Paul.
I love it. For David Deal, I'm Paul Dottino. This has been Inside the Film Room on Giants.com.